We have a very appropriate scripture reading today from Psalms 106, verse 1 and 2, page 598 in your brown Bibles. We think back over the year and the years that have passed, we see the many, many blessings that God has given to us. And sometimes we forget to say thank you. And this first verse is, "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare His praise?" Amen.
Okay, as I mentioned earlier, in lieu of the usual sermon time, we're having an extended time of sharing. So if you have a word of praise or thanks, wait till the microphone gets to you. Matt has the microphone, and stand up and speak slowly and clearly so everyone can understand and appreciate what you're sharing. And remember to keep it relatively brief. Let me just go ahead and ask for a show of hands. How many of you think you might like to share something today? Can you raise your hands up nice and high? Okay. Oh, we got Jared here. Well, there's definitely, we got to have Jared share. Okay, raise your hands nice and high if you can share something. 3, 6, okay, good. Great. Okay. So, Jared, you want to go first? Jared is one of our missionaries that we're supporting through our Homegrown Servants Fund. He's doing a one-year internship at UC Davis with Crew. So, yep. Jared, good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks, Pastor Lewis. Again, if you guys don't know me, I'm Jared, Danny and Patty's son. I'm doing an internship at UC Davis, on the UC Davis campus, with Crew, formerly known as Campus Crusade for Christ, which is a ministry that's focused on reaching out to college students with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Over the summer, some of you guys know, I was raising support to go on staff or to intern with them. It's a paid internship, and you guys are, many of you guys are financially supporting me, which I'm very thankful for. And well, I'm thankful that I reported to campus about 2 months ago. I've been on campus for about 2 months, reported about 3 months ago. And God's been really just been doing a lot of really neat stuff on the UC Davis campus. One of the big things that we were praying for was a class of freshmen or transfer men, just new men to bring a new vitality to the movement, since it's dominantly women. So we actually have a good number of men that Lord has provided us this year that we're able to pour into over the next 4 years and really get to see them grow, which I'm super excited to see that happen, or to hear about that happen if I'm not there, which is pretty cool. It's week 8 for the students now. They'll be going back to school after their Thanksgiving break this Monday, which is pretty close to the end of the quarter, actually. Finals is in 2 weeks, so definitely be praying for them. And just one thing I think you guys can be praying for me about. I think my dad mentioned this a few weeks ago, but I'm going on a short missions trip to South Asia in about 2.5 weeks now, on December 14th. So it's only 8 days, and I'm going to be going there right before Christmas. So basically, we go in there to. It's so short that we're not able to do a whole lot there, but we're there just to see what it's like in country and to see if we can have if we get a heart for the people there, the nationals, the citizens there, and to see if we want to go back there at a later time over the summer or in the future. So yeah, you guys can definitely be praying for me with that. But God's definitely moving on the UC Davis campus, and thanks again for supporting me through prayer and finances.
Thanks for sharing, Jared. Appreciate that. I had to turn on my mic. Okay, who'll be second? You want to over here? Sweetie? Yeah, before you share, when you stand up, say your first name. Oh, Molly's intercepted. Okay, so Molly.
I don't know how to use this. Is this right? Hi, I'm Molly.
Yeah, speak into the.
Am I okay?
Into the top of it, yeah. Speak. Point the top of the microphone right toward your mouth. Yep. There you go.
Like this. Hi. I don't know how to use this. Hi, I'm Molly Chow. I'm a very happy person today, this week, because I became a great-grandmother. And Clifford is the grandfather. Wow. I want to thank God for walking with me every day and through my travel. I have macular degeneration, so I cannot see you far away. So come closer and say hello to me, and I get hugged too. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for sharing that, Molly. Yeah, congratulations to Molly, first great-grandchild, and of course, Clifford, first grandchild. That's Erin. Erin is the mother, yeah. She used to be our part-time admin years ago. Okay, Sweetie?
I am Sweetie, as everybody knows. I would just want to share a little something with my family here. My dad passed on November the 1st. But before he passed, we all were at the hospital, like 20 of us gathered around his bed. And before he died, somebody said, look, his eyes are open. You know, and we looked up and his eyes was open, and we all sat around and prayed for him. And then the nurse came in, she said, well, we need to check the monitor, the machine. So they called in the chapel man to pray for my father. And we prayed, the chapel man prayed for us and the family. And 10 minutes later, my dad died. So he knew Jesus, is what I'm trying to say. I'm a little study here, though. But he knew Jesus, so I'm not sad. I was happy. I was rejoicing. And everybody at the repast was saying, wasn't a lot of people there first, because we got there first. But they were saying, well, we need somebody to bless the food. And so this one lady, she came over, she touched me, said, she can talking about me. She said, she can bless the food. I heard her praising God, you know, which was really cute. But by that time, some of the men came in, so we let the men, you know, have their way and be first.
Okay, thanks, Sweetie, for sharing that. And we'll continue to keep Sweetie and her loved ones in our prayers. Okay, so Gordon?
Hello, my name's Gordon Wong. I'm very happy to be here today to tell you about 54 year of marriage to my wonderful wife, Marilee. I have a lot to be thankful for. Not only is she a great mother, great wife, great grandmother, she is really inspirational to our family, and I really want to thank God for really blessing her with good health, because a year ago, we weren't sure, and God has continued to bless us with an outstanding report of full remission, so I'm very happy for that. Thank God for that. Also, I'm very happy to share with you that our son, Timothy, and his wife, Lisa, who've been living in San Francisco for many, many years, and they love San Francisco. But then they saw the light, and they decided to move back to Sacramento, and we're very happy for them to be here in Sacramento. Not only in Sacramento, but also I could see their backyard from our backyard. So it's really a blessing to have them here. And then in May, something dramatic happened. They gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, Emma, and we were so happy to be a part of this wonderful family. And Emma is being loved by all her friends and relatives and family members. And then a big event happened. The event of the year, I would say, maybe the decade. Anyway, our son Garrett found his wonderful bride, Lori. And in June of this year, they got married in Lake Tahoe. And I'm really happy and blessed for their wonderful marriage. And I look forward to having them very actively involved with all our family activities. You know, I'm also blessed, too, in my career. I had a wonderful practice. And then we developed something new, a university where we could educate people in healthcare, nursing, pharmacy, medical, psychology. And God had really blessed me and offer our family an opportunity to participate in healthcare education to our community. Sacramento is really blessed to have a medical school here, a university here that has great potential for all the people in Sacramento, and I think we're beginning on a great journey, and I'm proud to have my family involved, and many of you who are interested in healthcare to be also involved. And you know what, we have six wonderful grandchildren. One of them is here today, Jeremy. I'm very proud of Jeremy, because when he graduated, he wanted to go into, not healthcare, but what, computer or something like that? And you know what, he's done very well. And we thought that everybody in our family should be in healthcare, but he deviated, and he's done very well. I'm very proud of what he's able to do. And Tiffany, she's gonna follow the rest of us and hopefully be a, she has a really obsession with eyes. So I think that maybe someday she'll be a great ophthalmologist. So today I'm really happy for what God has blessed our family with. And last year we started Hope Fund for Marilee because we're so happy about her great recovery. And today I'd like to add to that Hope Fund for Marilee. I know Marilee has a lot that she wants to share with us, and I'll pass the microphone to her. Thank you.
Oh, wow, look at all of you. This is wonderful to see you all here. A couple of weeks ago was the Thanksgiving luncheon here at church, and unfortunately, our Gordon and I were not able to be here. But we were here last year, and at that luncheon, Pastor Lewis had asked everyone to fill out a little card and put down on it a happiness or something for which they were very grateful. And this is what Gordon wrote, and I've kept it close to my heart since then. Thank God for blessing the Wong family with healing our Marilee. This is the first time I've cried. And it's not tears of sadness or hurt, but tears of gratitude. So grateful to all of you, and I'm so grateful to God for his profound presence in my life. Many of you know that about 2 years ago on Christmas Eve, we received the shocking news that I had acute promyelocytic leukemia. And from that day forward, those 32 days in the hospital and the ensuing 8 months in treatment, and even up to today, I never felt a day of dread or fear. Never was I railing or shouting at God out of anger, nor did I ever feel that I had been abandoned. I just felt completely supported and loved. And I'm so grateful to God for his overwhelming presence in my life. It truly has been a sort of a strange thing, because you go through these, fully expected to go through these, what they call the stages of grief. It never happened, because I had this deep sense of calm and peace. And it was a peace beyond understanding. I couldn't understand it. I told Pastor Lewis about it, and our family observed it, but it seemed strange to me, but it was a true blessing from God. While I was in the hospital, Gordon was my absolute defender. He was my knight in shining armor. He's not a specialist in leukemia or things, you know, Rachel's our expert in that, but Gordon, every night, for months, he went home, he got on the computer, and he studied all about my disease. And he became my defender in the hospital, and my person that could hold my hand and tactfully guide and lead the people in the medical team to cooperate and to be really wonderful for me and our family. I also had the love, support, and encouragement of my wonderful family. But most of all, God was overall arching over our whole family, and I'm so grateful for that. On August 26th of this year, our family celebrated my 1 year remission from the end of my treatment of 8 months, and it was a year, and it was just wonderful. I received some wonderful cards and letters from our family. But one thing stood out, one phrase stood out from what Michael wrote in a letter to me. And he said, "Don't squander this gift from God." And it has served to be like a beacon to me, because it's something that God gave to me and to our family. And it's something to be treasured and to be held close and to be valued. So it's something that I give God credit for being so good and so gracious and so merciful to me in my life. And I vow to try to live each day bringing through my life glory, honor, and praise to our Lord. Now, I don't succeed every day. There are days in which Gordon will be able to tell you that I fail. But I try, and try again. So on this weekend of Thanksgiving, as we close the weekend of Thanksgiving, our family joins me in giving thanks to God for his deep presence in our lives. Thank you.
Thanks so much for sharing, both Gordon and Marilee. It was almost 2 years ago, as Marilee shared, that their family received the very shocking and distressing news about Marilee's cancer. And then I think I shared with the congregation that a few weeks after they found out, it was still very confidential, but their son Michael took me aside one Tuesday evening after our men's Bible study, and he shared it with me. And that was a very hard evening. You know, the whole thing about church family, how close we are and how much we care and love one another. We do as God's word tells us. We rejoice with those who rejoice, and we weep with those who weep. And I remember, you know, Michael and I just spent several minutes just crying together in my office, because that was really, really hard. But then some of you remember, you know, the mercy and the grace of God in healing Marilee. Her first Sunday back was Easter Sunday last year. And I said every Easter Sunday is a blessing here, but that one's going to stand out as all the Easter Sundays of my entire life as being one of the greatest blessings, and the way to rejoice and celebrate the new life we have in Christ is so beautifully illustrated and lived out through Marilee and her family. That was such a blessing. So we're going to have more sharing. And let me just remind everyone that in case we run out of time today, we're going to have another extended time of sharing the last Sunday of the year, which happens to be December 31st. December 31st, we will have another extended time of sharing. So if we don't get to everybody, we're sorry about that. But, you know, we will definitely have another opportunity at the end of the year. Just kind of think about the whole year in terms of praises and blessings. But thanks again, Gordon and Marilee, for your sharing. Really appreciate that. So, actually, last night, Sabrina didn't get a chance last night. So speak right into the microphone. Stand up.
Okay. First, giving on to God, which is the head of my life today. I want to tell you all, you know, I was going to this other church, but when God puts you rooted and grounded in a church, you need to follow what he tell you to do. And my church is here. I felt so good. When we had that Thanksgiving dinner out here, I was telling people, I said, you know what, I was only, black in there, but you know one thing about you all, y'all stick together, y'all give us a lot of love and attention, and that's what we need. You know, me going to another church, it wasn't for me. My church is right here, and I'm going to continue going here. If God's willing, I'm continue going here, and hopefully my children will come here. You know, I have a grandbaby. I'm going to say this here, God is so good by me being clean and sober and working. I got a good job, you know, and everything. God has been so good and mercy. I done had my downfalls, but God say, don't fall. When you fall, get up. And that's what I do. I keep on pushing on, you know, because I know it's a light at the end of that tunnel. And my daughter that works for Kaiser, this would be my first granddaughter. I have grand boys. This would be my first granddaughter Christmas. I thank God for that, you know. And I thank God, I'm going to say this before I sit down. I thank God that I can be able to work and go get my grandbaby things, you know. I didn't do it with the other ones, but this one, I went in and bought bed, crib, everything, you know, and it made me feel good. I didn't worry about the money, you know, because I make money, you know. But I just thank God that I'm here today. You know, the devil tried to say, oh, no, it's late, you know, and I apologize for being late. But they say, you better step in that door. That'll start your week out, and that's what I follow. And I just thank you all so much for accepting me in this church and accepting me as a part of the family. That means so much. Amen.
Sweetie, Sabrina. Yeah, Sabrina came as one of Sweetie's friends. And Sweetie, how did you first start coming to this church again? Do you remember?
Through Marie.
Okay, through
Marie.
Friend of a friend.
Amora.
Great.
Marie and Amora.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Good. Thanks so much for sharing, Sabrina. Appreciate that. Somebody else on this side, I think? Terry and then Martin. Okay, here you guys stand up and speak nice and clear into the microphone, please.
Good morning. My name is Martin Everett, and I've been coming to this church probably pretty close to 5 years now, because I remember when Jeffrey just came in and you said that was 4.5. You know, every morning I talk to God, and I have the opportunity to thank Him for being in my life and for showing me some direction. And part of the conversation back when I first started coming here was God was telling me, He says, you know, you need to find a place where I can answer your prayers. And that's what you all have been to me throughout these last 5 years. Because, you know, God works through people. And I'm really, really blessed to say that you're all part of my family now. I also ask God that may His light and love shine through me. And part of that is sharing what I have. So when you ask God to answer your prayers, hopefully I could be an instrument where I can that He could work through me and give me a place not only to receive but to give. And you have all been that for me. And so, you know, I get the opportunity to thank God every day, but I really feel blessed today to have the opportunity to thank you all. And that's what it's about for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. You're such a blessing to our church family as well. And I think it was 5 years ago, well, over 5 years ago, I was on sabbatical, and I remember seeing the emails from Eddie praying for his friend Martin, who was seriously ill in the hospital. And then to see how God brought you here and what a blessing you've been to our church family, Martin, is so incredible. And of course, you brought your friend Jason, right? Jason is your friend, and really appreciate Jason being here with us as well. Okay, Terry?
Good morning, all. I wanted to let everyone know, kind of like Martin said, every morning my day starts off with a prayer of thanks to God. I thank Him for allowing me to wake up that day. I thank Him for every yesterday that I've had in my life, and I thank Him for however many days He decides that I shall have in the future. I consider it a blessing that I can come here every Sunday, or the ones that I don't miss every once in a while. And I've referred to it in conversation with the pastor before. This is like my reset button. Every week I come in here and I hit that button, and it starts me off on a good foot for the rest of the week. By the end of the week, I may start tapering off, come in on Sunday, hit the reset button again. And as Marilee said in her letter from Mike, you know, we seem to lose people every now and then as they return home to the Lord. And one of the things that it struck me when you said that, Marilee, we never know which day might be our last. So for Lord's sake, don't squander it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate that so much. Who's next? I think somebody in the back here.
Good morning. I'm Mike. I haven't seen you guys for a while. I just wanted to say thank you because I just accepted a new job. Wasn't looking. I'm in my mid-50s. Wasn't ready for a career change, but I accepted a job as a senior vice president of marketing for a new startup called iHug Healthcare. And we're launching in Sacramento. It is it's a Uber Lyft model, but it's going after the niche market of seniors, discharge patients. All of our drivers are certified health drivers. Sorry, I got a little tongue-tied. But I just wanted to say thanks. I took a brand new job. I get to come to church now. I might even be able to step up on with the worship team again. But I wanted to say thanks. It's called iHug Healthcare. Take a look.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to have you back. Who else wants to share? Somebody else on this side? Ted up front. Ted.
Morning, everyone. My name's Ted, as you know. 12 days ago, my mother passed away at home, and it was 12 years ago that she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So it's been quite a long journey for her. And all throughout that, a lot of you have visited her at ACC, come by, and certainly ministered to me and my family. And, you know, I think a church is very special in that you are like family. We have a big family already, but to have all of you praying for us and visiting us, especially in the last week, you know, we knew this is coming, and we knew that Mom was going to pass and be with my dad and with the Lord again, but there's nothing like it actually happening. And that took place on a Tuesday morning, and she was just breathing regularly and then just gradually tapered off over like a 2-hour period. And I was fortunate enough to be there to see her take her last breath. And first time I had gone through that with somebody, but it was very beautiful and it was very sad at the same time. And many of you can relate to that because you have family members and parents, certainly sometimes children, who have gone through that. And so I feel very fortunate that God gave her a good life and also a good death, in that she was with the people that she loved. But most importantly, that I wasn't alone. During the last week, my siblings had to go back out to the Bay Area and such, so I stayed nights there, and I really felt that God was there, and then people would come in from time to time to bring food. Lots of chasu bows, thank you very much. And cakes and a lot of things that I shouldn't be eating. But I did it for Mom. So thank you very much for being with the whole Fong family, Mariel, myself, and my extended family. And we had a Catholic Mass last week, which was like, you know, we pulled out all the stops. My mom was born and raised Catholic, and so we did that to honor her, and then we had a luncheon afterwards. Thank you for participating in that. It was something that I'll never forget. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ted, for sharing. Somebody else wanted to share? I saw more hands originally, so. Anybody else? Jared, you want to share something else? Okay. Go for seconds.
the information about me going to South Asia is relatively confidential, as in the country can't know that we are going in there. So, it's okay that I told you guys this, but like, if you like, just won't tell everyone that you know that we're going into country, we're technically not allowed to go in there as missionaries. So, yeah.
For the reminder, I think we did announce the country before. So, South Asia. He's going to South Asia, okay? And shoot me an email. Remind me. Make sure that it doesn't go out in any mass emails or on our website. Okay, so thank you for the reminder. So anyone else want to share? We still have a few minutes. Oh, no, up front here. Let's do first. Okay, Grace, first.
I'm really thankful for that. I listened to everybody's blessings, and ever since May, I lost my sister-in-law. I cannot drive, And then at that time, I was so disappointed, and I just feel like I'm worthless, and I cannot even go give a ride for my kid. But then I realized that ever since then, I can share the verse of the day in the morning with my kid. And then also I have friends here, and give me a ride. I can actually share the ride with Patty. And then she's working in the, not same building, but in the Caltrans. And she gave me a ride, and then I feel so blessed. And then every Wednesday, ever since like several years ago, I was thinking, one of these days, I'm gonna join ladies' Bible study groups. And then I was just put it aside, one of these days, I may have time. I may have time after this, after that. But then, when I cannot drive, and I realized, and May came over, and do you wanna join the Bible study? Sure, but I cannot drive. May said, oh, I'll give you a ride. Since then, I joined the ladies' Bible study. I feel so blessed, and everybody there share the things that I could ever experience, I cannot experience. And I enjoyed it so much. When I come back home, I feel like, yeah, nothing matters. It's like, I feel so blessed, and yeah, well, God is with me every Wednesday, and then come back, and then I can join next day again and again, all the blessings, and thanks for sharing. I feel so blessed anyway when you share, and God was with you, and then feel so comfortable with that difficult times. When I prayed for you, and I just feel like, and I feel pain for you. And then I feel so much pain in Ted and when he was suffering with his mom, but now I feel so blessed and everybody shared and glory to God. It's like all the experience you shared and so much meant to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. I appreciate your sharing. And when you said nothing at home mattered anymore and you were laughing, I saw Randy sort of wince a little bit. No, but we understand exactly what you're saying, you know, that it was such a blessing. And thank you for everyone else, brothers and sisters, who are there to support and help, you know, with the driving. Okay, so seconds. Sweetie, go ahead.
I got to put it on because you're pulling on me. I didn't want to get up and tell you this, but something said I need to get up out of my seat. All right, Jesus, I'm looking down because I'm letting them know it. So what happened was when I was in St. Louis, me, my sister, and my brother-in-law, we were in the front room praising God. I mean, we got our praise on. We was praying for our loved ones that's on drugs and my son that's on drugs. And my sister and her husband had went to work. So I'm washing all of my clothes because the next day it's the funeral and I'm going home. And I count my sister's steps going down. I don't know why. When I go up steps, I count them going up and going down. And I was going up the steps and I had the laundry a little basket in my hands. And I got to the 13th step and my shoe flipped off. And I missed a step, and I was going backwards like this, and I said, Jesus! And my hand back caught the rail like that. Oh, I was no good for a couple hours. I just sat there saying, oh my God, Satan tried to take me out, is what I'm saying. But God said, no, not so, you know, so. I didn't want to tell it, but someone kept pulling on me, okay, Pastor. Okay, thank you, Pastor, for letting me speak again.
Thanks. Thank you, sweetie. Well, God watches over us every moment, 24/7. Even when we're not thinking about Him or we're not necessarily following His will or whatever, but God is gracious and watching over us. Thanks so much for all of you who shared. And like I said, the last Sunday of December, December 31st, we'll have an extended time of sharing. It'll be year end, just thinking back 2017 and reflecting and just giving God praise for his who he is and what he does. Both, because God is such a great and wonderful God. I'll wrap up the sharing time. Let me just share briefly, because, and I think I've shared this with the congregation before, but in light of a lot of things that Gordon and Marilee were sharing, some of you remember last year, beginning of last year, 2016, when Marilee was going through these cancer treatments, and it wasn't really clear, quite frankly, if she was even going to make it. And as Marilee shared, she had this incredible faith and confidence in God. But she, I appreciate Marilee was honest. You know, it wasn't like every single day was just, you know, praise God. You know, she had some good days and some bad days. But on one of her really, really good days, and some of you remember who were here last year, in the beginning of the year, you know, we lost a couple of dear sisters in Christ. You know, Mary Fong, the mother of Tom and Matt and Danny, you know, went home to be with the Lord. That was a very difficult time, and not only for their family, but for our entire church family. And I remember, you know, communicating with Marilee through email and texting and things that, and I'll never forget this. And I saved the message for Marilee because she said she heard about, you know, about Mary. And she said, Pastor, I know, you know, you're going through a heavy time now, so don't worry so much about me and just focus on, you know, their family, the Fong family. And I thought, who does that? I mean, who is going through cancer that's life-threatening and has that kind of focus on others in the church family that you would say something like that? And I was like, you know, that's amazing. I mean, I was speechless. I was like, you know, how many years of ministry and how many different ministry situations? And that will always be one of the outstanding ones. It's kind of like, wow, this is somebody, you know, who really walks the talk. And we talk about trusting God. We talk about loving one another. We talk about caring for one. But wow, you know, that one was like, yeah, that was very special. And I just share that with all of you because if you're relatively new, maybe this is your first time, whatever, you've been around, or some of you have been here all your lives, you know, and I hope all of us will experience that the blessing of this church family of accepting and loving one another, regardless of all the human distinctions of race, socioeconomic differences, educational level, culture, all those human differences fade into the background like they should because we are one in Christ and we have this love that God has given to us for one another. And so we better experience and share God's love. That's the mission of this church. And to see it lived out like that, not only with Mary, but so many of you who live that out on a daily basis, in little things, big things, whatever, but a family that shares God's love, that is such a huge blessing and something that I'm very, very thankful for. Okay, let's go ahead and close this time with a word of prayer, and then we'll move on with the rest of the service today. Okay, let's pray. Let's pray together. Father God, thanks so much for your goodness and your grace. You are such an amazing God. Your love, your faithfulness, it just boggles our minds, and it goes way beyond our human comprehension or even our level of appreciation. But Father, thank you so much for this morning, for the brothers and sisters who shared a word of testimony of your goodness and your grace. Because of your mighty works, your mighty deeds that just magnify who you are and cause us to be so thankful. And Father, again, not just Thanksgiving season, but every day of our lives, as we're more mindful of your presence and of who you are in our lives, that we could give you praise and thanks. And Sundays are a great time for corporate worship and sharing and just as others shared to sort of recharge our batteries and sort of hit the reset. But Father, every day of our lives, every time we pause to think about who you are and your presence, just cause us to take a moment of just silent meditation and worship, whether it be at work or school or at home. You are such an amazing, amazing God, and we give you all the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.